So was it 90 yesterday? Did we hit 90?
Felt like 95.
It did. You know, I kind of yearn for that cooler weather again. I hate to grouse, but,
yeah,
you know, it'd be...
I'll take rain before cooler weather.
You don't hate to grouse.
Well, yeah.
You love to grouse.
Yeah, you don't hate to grouse.
Yeah. No. Grousing would be better. Uh-huh. But anyhow, we have an interesting story from just down the road later this morning.
Okay. Just down the road? Which direction?
That'd be down
towards Tunis?
Houston.
Down okay.
Houston. There'll be a little Houston story.
The big city?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. H-Town?
Barack Obama, a ladies' man. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Yeah, I got a story about the president of U.S. America.
And, what's he doing now?
Well,
is he in town?
No.
I mean, like
no,
Washington?
No, well,
yeah, you know, it's
early in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
He very well could. But, yeah, as a matter of fact, it's, we'll just go ahead and do the story here.
Okay, yeah. Whetted my appetite.
Yeah, for a new book on President Obama, author David Moranis managed to track down several of Mr. Obama's old girlfriends, and they were more than happy to talk.
Really?
Yep. And so now Dave reported that he has set the internet afar. apparently,
call Al Gore.
Yep. Apparently reveals that the New York girlfriend who Mr. Obama referred to in his 1995 autobiography, Dreams from My Father, available online, mm-hmm. is actually a composite of several women, including Geneva Cook. But we already knew that because Mr. Obama admitted as much in his book, so what's new? It is that we learn that Mr. Obama, quite the ladies' man, he didn't tell Geneva that he loved her. When she said to him that she loved him, his response was not, I love you too. It was, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you?
It was.
Oh, man.
Well, no doubt you should.
Yes, he apparently did the crossword puzzle in a sarong. She said on Sundays he would lounge around drinking coffee and solving the New York Times crossword puzzle bare-chested wearing a blue and white sarong. Yeah, I know.
They weren't married, though.
Yeah. Well, oh, my goodness.
No one ever does that.
This is the president of the United States. This is POTUS we're talking about.
Wear a blue and white sarong? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you don't wear yours bare-chested, right? You wear a T-shirt.
No,
exactly.
No. Especially when I'm doing the crossword.
The other thing is he was a regular at the famous Seinfeld restaurant.
Oh.
Mr. Obama and his friends walked to the corner of Broadway and 112th to eat at Tom's Restaurant, which is the place that is immortalized, of course, uh-huh. as monks in Seinfeld. So there you go. Book is out later this month. So some stuff. See, it's worthwhile to be here early in the morning
That's
so
right.
you can learn things like
that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy that visual with your coffee this
uh-huh.
morning.
You know, she didn't mention he was probably smoking a cigarette, too.
Yeah.
While he was in his sarong.
Smoking something. Info.
Mason.
You know. Coughing.
Yeah.
What's eight letter word for?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have a joke today, too.
Oh, good.
Just saying. Yeah. Give you a fair warning.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote for district attorney. The DA's office prosecutes the most dangerous criminals on our streets. All of us want to put bad guys away, so what do you look for in a candidate? Experience. I've served 5 years as a prosecutor in Harris County, 4 years as a prosecutor here in Brazos County, and now 2.5 years as a defense attorney. With this experience, I can incorporate ideas from outside the office to improve what's been built.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA. Visit Creek Meadows during the upcoming Parade of Homes and see the transformation of this family-friendly master-planned community located on Greensbury Road in College Station. Creek Meadows now features 12 outstanding custom builders with an average of 25 years building experience. Enjoy the pools, clubhouse facilities, landscaping, and beautiful improvements. Creek Meadows is within ideal proximity to the newest College Station schools and the Tower Point Center. Put Creek Meadows on your priority list for the Parade of Homes.
Hey, good morning. It's 620 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yes, it is. It's May the 3rd. It is. Happy birthday to you. It's your birthday today.
Today is
uh-huh.
National Two Different Color Shoes Day.
Wear them at the same time?
I'm not sure. It's also Paranormal Day.
Oh, okay.
So you can, you know, pick up some vibes. It's Chocolate Custard Day. I don't know that I've ever had.
I don't think I have either.
And this one I'm going to have to research. Lumpy Rug Day.
I remember Lumpy.
Yeah.
He was on Leave It to Beaver, right?
Why is it that we have...
No, he was offensive lineman for Cotton.
Yeah. Why is it that we have a Lumpy Rug Day?
Why do you have a rumpy lug? A lumpy rug.
Rumpy lug?
Exactly. And then why do you celebrate?
Easy for me to say.
Sure it is.
I wasn't even,
he said rumpy lug.
That wasn't even on purpose.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So here we go. Birthdays.
Yeah. Pete Seeger.
Oh, my.
Pete Seeger. Eventually, we won't be saying him anymore, but he's still up and around. He's 93.
I could go for all of us, I suppose.
Yeah.
Exactly. How is Pete any different?
That's right. But he's 93.
Okay. Statistically, he's closer than some of us. But,
right. That's right. He's a folk singer, of course. Actress Ann B. Davis from the Brady Bunch. Long before that, the Bob Cummings Show, if you remember that. She's 86 years old today.
She's from San Antonio, isn't she?
I believe she's right.
Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
She's from one of those
San Antonio, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got class. actor Alex Cord from Airwolf is 79 years old.
Are you going to take everybody who was born in San Antonio and put them under that tent? Okay.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Alex Cord is 79 years old. Singer Frankie Valli is 78 years old of the Four Seasons. Sports announcer Greg Gumbel is the nice Gumbel kid. He's 66 years old. Singer Mary Hopkin is 62. And singer Christopher Cross, you remember Sailing?
Oh, yeah.
That was back in 1980. He's 61 years old.
He won like a bazillion Grammys and then dropped off the face of the earth.
There you go. Yeah, he probably melted down those Grammys and see what he could do with them. You know? That's right.
Real name Christopher Geppert. There you go.
There you go. From the West Wing, actor Dulé Hill turns 37, and country singer Eric Church is 35 years old, and dancer Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars is 28 years old today, and I guess that's all I got.
Ron Popeil.
Oh.
Mr. Popeil.
77.
Wow.
Still slicing and dicing.
Mm-hmm. And set it and forget it.
Yeah. He's not alive, but we're not sure he's buried. James Brown.
Yeah.
His birthday would have been today. That whole story just fell off the face of the earth.
I know.
I mean, we were concerned for months as to where he was, and now we don't know. I guess,
Michael Jackson died and kicked him off.
Oh, that's right. So. You know. Yeah, I tried to go see his body, but the line was too long.
It smacked of effort.
Well, riding the express train to Harlem was entertaining enough.
I bet.
And riding back. But, I just got there and the line was too long. But anyway, J.J. Rufino, local celebrity.
They did go
to view the body.
That's right.
I wasn't as patient, I guess. All right, 6:23.